sign up for text alerts.
Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Gulf Coast Air Care.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you'd like to join the conversation. Our next guest is Todd St. Ors from Gulf Coast Air Care, and something's in the air.
Yeah, thank goodness it's two states over, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
I expected it to be pouring rain today. You know, we looked at our schedule, and it's like, well, let's wait and see what happens in the morning. And then, man, it's a great day for working today. You know, it came in, and it's kind of cool out. It's not pouring down rain. I think it's going to get worse later, so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things we find in the indoor air quality business, I've been doing this a long time, 30 years, the stuff that's outdoors migrates indoors. So in the storm situation, you know, you have all kinds of crazy stuff that shows up, and then it migrates indoors. Humidity is one of the big ones, obviously, in our climate. And, you know, that there are things that affect comfort, things that affect the health. In the indoor environment, you know, people are sick from the building or they're just not comfortable or, and we were talking before we went on the air, end of season, that energy issue, you know, how energy efficient is your building and you know, that high power bill that comes along in June, July, and August. And the fix is typically in the attic when you're doing duct cleaning, duct repairs, duct renovation, redesign, all that. So, now is a time where we've kind of rounded the corner, I feel like, and it's starting to cool down or not be as blazing hot as it was. And so now's the time to, if you have an issue in your attic, it might be time to call us so we can start working on an inspection, you know, a scope of work, you know, planning on getting into that attic and making those repairs for you and, you know, getting that taken care of.
So. Yeah, absolutely. So how often do you suggest people get their system looked at?
So we are closely associated with members and certified with the National Air Duct Cleaners Association, and they specify once a year. And I think it's a really good idea to have somebody looking at at least your equipment once a year. A lot of people do twice a year. We don't have that harsh winter here, you know, like you have in heating climates up north. Not as critical, but we're coming to the end of, you know, 4 or 5 months of hard summer use. And we still have some to go. And so, you know, I think it's important to think about the end of the season. And then, you know, if you haven't had anybody look at your system and it's made it through the summer, consider yourself lucky.
Yeah.
I see you have a shamrock on your shirt there, maybe a little Irish. I don't know. That's luck that happens on occasion. But certainly, it's not a bad idea to have an inspection at any point where you feel like there's something going on. You can call us at Gulf Coast Air Care, 850-934-2768. Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com. And so we've been doing this a long time. We can help you if you want to DIY, if you need us to just take over and figure out what's going on and, you know, help you with the, you know, the scope of work or you know, kind of figure out. A lot of times I find myself either solving puzzles because, you know, there'll be like nine different parts of a equation in an indoor air quality solution. You know, it's like, what's the thermostat set at? How many people are there? You know, what's the condition of the duct system? What's the condition of the building envelope? How long has it been since this system has had any significant
attention
or minimal attention? Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So in those things, you know, we have to go in and figure out, okay, what's the glaring issue? What's going on? And then how can we affordably help you get that fixed?
I think a lot of people run the air in the house and they think that that's going to kind of take care of some of the moisture and humidity issues. What I'm seeing in my own house is that the air runs, cools things down, but then there's still this stickiness in the air. There's like this moisture in the air. So what causes that and what needs to happen in a system like that?
That is an excellent question. And we get that all the time because it's not comfortable And there's one tool in the house that everybody has, and that's a thermostat.
Mm-hmm.
So you go over there and you hammer that temperature down, and sometimes that fixes it, but sometimes it makes it worse. You know, if you're driving that temperature below dew point, then everything starts sweating, you get moisture, you get microbial growth, you know, and then we've got all kinds of issues. So the solution for that is dehumidification. The air conditioner will do some of it when it's in cooling mode.
Mm.
So when it cools down here in another month or couple months, or it's always when the fair. Have you lived here a long time?
I'm closing in on 3 years.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So when the fair comes mm-hmm. to town, that's when it gets cool. So everybody always says the fair. I mean, I've lived here 38 years, so I understand when the fair rolls around, because that's truly actually when it happens. After all these years, like, oh, finally the fair's coming. It's going to get really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So when it cools down, you go out of air conditioning mode, or you're not using it nearly as much. That dehumidification that your air conditioner is doing, it's gone. It disappears.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when people start looking at supplemental dehumidification. Do I have a portable? Do I have a whole house dehumidifier? You know, how can I get that moisture out and keep it comfortable in here? And by moisture, we say measuring with a humidity monitor. I put a little one up here so we can see. What does it say? Is it 59% in here?
60.
So, yeah, it's comfortable in the studio this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we look at is, if you're above 60 or 65 consistently, there's enough moisture and enough water vapor or humidity to sustain microbial growth.
Mm.
And microbial growth is the code word for not saying the mold word. I'm not afraid of the mold word, but there are laws and regulations and all kinds of stuff on how mold is approached and regulated and mm-hmm. remediated and all kinds of stuff. So we say suspect microbial growth. If you see black spotting, if you see all kinds of stuff, and you can, you know, people go on the internet, oh, I have toxic black mold. Like, hang on now, let's just rein it in a little bit here.
Yeah.
You might have suspect microbial growth,
mm-hmm.
and that is a moisture-driven issue. And we live in a climate where there's always humidity.
So where are people going to see that microbial growth?
Well, you know, a lot of people, when we get called out, it's around the register. So they'll look up at the vent and it'll be all black, you know, but you'll see it anywhere there's water moisture intrusion. So if there's a roof leak, it might be, you know, coming in on the ceiling somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And those are typically, like, we got a storm brewing over there. So after a storm, after some sort of weather event, you know, if you see damage, you'll see some water moisture intrusion. And that's because wind-driven rain and all that. In a typical setting, if you pull the panel on the unit, and that's what we do during inspection, if there's mold growing in there, you can see it. You know, I mean, it's that microbial growth is, it's pretty obvious.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another concept that I explain a lot. I use this a lot. It's called normal fungal ecology. The mold remediation standards have three different definitions. Condition one is normal fungal ecology. So in other words, every house or building is a bucket, and there's spores and allergens and stuff in every house. So that's normal fungal ecology. There's water in the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
When the bucket starts to get full, you start to have different reactions or different issues go. You know, you'll see visual microbial growth, or you'll start reacting to it. Somebody who's sensitive may have allergens. You know, they may have allergies or sneezing, coffee. You know, there's a host of building-related illness symptoms that show up. You know, people, they leave and go away for a few days. They come back like, oh, my gosh, I'm sick because I'm back at this house or this building.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's an indication that there's something going on there, probably condition two. Or condition three is the bucket's overflowing. We got mold growing. We've got water damage. We've got all kinds of stuff. And that's where you got to start replacing. You know, that's an intensive scope of work as far as getting the HVAC system restored back to, you know, it's supposed to dehumidify, distribute air, and make it cool, clean, comfortable, healthy environment, and supposed to be energy efficient.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we strive for. So at Gulf Coast Air Care, you know, there are a lot of different, I mean, we just see a host of different scenarios that come at us. And now with 30 years experience in the field, We have a lot of experience to be able to help you figure that out. Call us at the office, 850-934-2768. We're in Gulf Breeze. We've been in Gulf Breeze since we started, and we were at one location 22 years, and we moved earlier this year. So we're down on Gulf Breeze Parkway right as you come out of the National Seashore there. We have a new warehouse and bigger space than what we had before. Stop on by. We're open Monday to Friday there. So, a lot of people pick up filters from us. Mm-hmm. We've been in the filter business forever. And, I always say, if you don't have a good air filter,
you are one. Oh, okay.
I didn't know if you'd caught that before somewhere. You said you were doing research on it. But that's my little tagline. So if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. So we're available to support people there. We can help you with filtration. Because people often ask us, well, what can I do without getting the pros involved? And, we're talking about end of air conditioning season. Mm-hmm. You need to check your drain line. We still got a month of runtime on these air conditioners. You need to go out and check your drain line. That thing's been chugging away out there all summer long. Make sure that there's still water flowing out. It's not stopped up with slime or gunk and no boogers out there. Mm-hmm. That you got clean, clear water coming out the drain line. That you can even see where it is. It's not buried in the mud or the weeds that have grown up out there. Mm-hmm. Just to make sure that drain line is feeding the water that's coming off the air conditioner and the evaporator coil is getting out of the building envelope. You want that away from the house. And it's end of season. So, if you haven't paid attention to that, we tell people put vinegar down through your drain line. You put a little cap and put vinegar in there to keep that line, because that long horizontal run that goes from the air conditioner, wherever it is in the house, to outside, that horizontal run is what gets all clogged up and stopped up. Mm-hmm. Don't use bleach. The manufacturers put out a technical bulletin. It's been a couple of years now, and they want to move everybody over from bleach, which is kind of corrosive, to vinegar. The acetic acid in vinegar will still keep that drain line clean. And those drain lines typically are black plastic or white PVC. You're just trying to get that stuff cleared out of that drain line. And it's the end of the season. I mean, you got to look at that thing and make sure you know where it's at. And then you can stick a shot back on it and suck it out if that, is something you're capable of doing.
Mm-hmm. And you had said about just taking a capful. That's all you need is just to take a capful.
We recommend a couple of glugs out of a gallon jug, but a cup. Put a cup of vinegar down through there because all those lines are 3/4-inch drain lines and they go out. So you want to get some vinegar in there, let it knock that stuff loose, and then chase it with 2 cups of hot water after it sits for 10 minutes. So mm-hmm. I tell people, pull your cap, put your vinegar in there, go change your air filter, come back, and then, just off the tap, the hottest water you can get off the tap, pour some down in there to chase that vinegar all the way outside. Then if you go outside, you can smell that vinegar. You know it came all the way through. Mm-hmm. So, and that, that's an easy maintenance thing that it'll save you a big headache because if you ever have a flood, I have a whole house dehu, and we had a dehu line back up this year. And so it came under the wall in the living room because my mechanical room's in the garage. Came under the wall and got the carpet wet. I was like, what? The carpet's all wet, man. So it sneaks up on everybody. Cobbler's kids needs a pair of shoes. You know how that goes.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Todd St. Orr's is our guest from Gulf Coast Air Care. If you have any questions, 850-437-1620. He'd love to answer your question today as well. How often should people do that a year? Is that something that they can do more than once?
Well, I tell people in the summertime, every time you change a filter, put a little vinegar down there because 1 ounce of prevention and 1 pound of cure. I hear my grandma talking to me in my head. So, but at least twice a summer is what I tell people. And a lot of people are like, oh, we've never even checked that thing. Like, man, you've been lucky all these years. Mm-hmm. It's never backed up on you.
So we do have a listener that just asked a question. So they must have missed where you said this because maybe they just joined us. How much water, hot water, do you put in after the vinegar?
Yeah, I tell people 2 cups of hot water. So about, twice as much as the vinegar that you push in, just to push it all the way through. So however much vinegar you put in, you put twice that much hot water in there. A cup of vinegar, 2 cups of hot water, and it'll flush through and it'll get that drain line clean and running and doing good. So if you do have this mold problem that we talk about, and it's that drain line backed up is a source of moisture, and the moisture driven issue leads to the mold issue. The ultraviolet light is something that we do a lot of UV light. It's the C band of UV light. So A and B UV is what burns your skin when you go to the beach with no sunscreen on, Not a problem today. We're all overcast. Mm-hmm. However, so the C-band of UV light will kill, and it comes from a tube. It's like a blue light or a purple light. They call it a germicidal light. You'll see this called too. And it needs to be close to the coil surface where that mold is going to start growing, because the coil is wet, it's at the right temperature, and the stuff plates out, or it accumulates on those coil fins. So you want that stuff to where it's shining on there, and it'll kill on a cellular level that microbial growth that's happening, and then you don't get that buildup. You know, that musty odor is kind of the first indication of, well, it's not the first indication, but it's the strongest. Well, that's the one that prompts. So black visual mold on the ceiling, mm-hmm. and then that musty odor, that prompts people to call us a lot. And they call us at 850-934-2768. Go to our website, gulfcoastaircare.com. And, you know, we can help you with anything that you've got going on, from duct cleaning to service to duct renovation repair. You know, a lot of people like, you know, this one bedroom on this side of the house doesn't get cool. And so it can be a duct issue from mm-hmm. design, or from the condition that it's in, or the return is not big enough, so it doesn't pull enough airflow back to the house to functionally cycle it. You know, we want a nice, round, clear circle of airflow going through the house.
Mm-hmm.
And if the return is undersized, it's like an impediment in that circle, in that smooth circle. So we fix a lot of return. You know, we measure airflow, and we just do a lot of we've added over the years building science to our repertoire, because you have to have some building science for the diagnostic part of figuring out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I use this story about, you know, I'm the third contractor that's been to this house, and we pull out a flow hood and start measuring airflow. And the customer's like, what's that? I was like, wait a minute. I'm the third guy in here. Nobody's been able to solve this problem yet. And you haven't seen a flow hood? You know, that's the problem. And, you know, that's the type of diagnostic or the detail that we get into,
mm-hmm.
where we evaluate, you know, what's going on. Let's measure. If we have a 3-ton system, we have 3 tons of air coming through the duct system. You know, and people often think, well, oh, it's dirty, so it's clogged up. Well, it's dirty on the edges. You know, they imagine like a giant clogged up tumbleweed up in their mm-hmm. duct or something. And that's not necessarily the case, although over the years I have stories of rodents. And, you know, rats, squirrels, possums, raccoon, everything imaginable we've found in or adjacent to duct systems. And trust me, that causes some indoor air quality issues. But on the, you know, on the issue that, like, well, I'm not getting airflow. So we have to diagnose that a little bit. But there's not a giant solid clogged up tumbleweed up inside there. Now, there might be some microbial growth, some dust, particulate allergens. And we clean that by the source removal vacuuming method. So the National Air Duct Cleaners specifies that you put the system under negative pressure so that anything that you get loose is sucked out and captured in a vacuum. It's not released into the indoor environment.
Mm.
So, and I'm a big proponent of the NADCA standard. We work to that standard. My guys are tested and certified after they have field experience to work to that standard. And so the, you know, oftentimes people say, well, you know, what's alphabet soup after somebody's ASCS is a certification, or other certifications that I hold. Well, that alphabet soup doesn't mean anything to anybody. So how do you know from credentials who has, you know, experience and it understands what they're doing? And that's typical price. Mm-hmm. So if you find a 2-carat diamond ring for $10, probably not a diamond ring, right?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It's like whatever, I don't know, whatever's out there now. Mm-hmm. So, and, you know, I use the analogy oftentimes too, is like a lot of those duct cleaning guys are a wash and go car wash, where you just go through, touch the outside, you know, and it's $5.
Mm-hmm.
The full detail costs a lot more. And in duct cleaning, you'll find that full service renovations, duct cleaning to the standard that we work to and all that is more money. And so that's a lot of time, you know, it's like, well, this sounds great. Both these companies sound pretty good,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, $199 air duct cleaning. Ooh, buyer beware, you know.
We that's do have a another question switch. For you here.
Yeah. Oh,
it says, can I put a little baking soda down the drain with the vinegar too?
Don't do that. Don't do that. You know, it may foam up, but that baking soda is going to, it's going to make a paste and then you're going to have a blockage there. Mm-hmm. So just keep the vinegar on there. The best way that we found out is, you know, either putting some flow through it or put suction on it. You can go outside and loosely stick that shop vac hose over there and let it, and then you'll go back. If you can, if the drain line is clear, you can hear it whistling like woo. You'll hear that coming through the drain line when you pull the cap where you're going to add the vinegar. Mm-hmm. So yeah, let's not add anything other than liquid down through that that line so that we don't get any
additional buildup.
Yeah, because if there's already some gunk and some junk inside that line and then you coat it with baking soda, that's going to make things worse. So mm-hmm. yeah, let's not do that. But good question. You know, people are thinking like, oh yeah, obviously a middle school science experiment with a volcano is happening maybe at the front end of school here. Somebody thinking that? I'm not sure. So, but you know, it sounds good in theory, but we just want to put the vinegar down through there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, our newsletter, I brought the newsletter in. We do a newsletter every month. We've been doing this for 12 years. So, and you know, I have a column, we have a little feature, and then we have one little thing that kind of seasonally, it's what we want you to talk about. And it's, you know, looking at the drain line at the end of the season. That's our article for September's newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
We send this out either in the mail on a printed copy or electronically. You know, you can get a digital version of the email address. So if you'd like to get on the newsletter list, you can call us at the office, 850-934-2768. Go to our website, gulfcoastaircare.com. The email address on there is info@gulfcoastaircare.com. Just drop us a little line, say, hey, yeah, I'd like to get that newsletter just to keep, you know, me thinking of something, you know. And it's a fun read. It's not all indoor air quality. It's two pages, and it's it just gives you something to think about. And then, you know, down the road, if you don't need us now, I totally understand that. I've been doing this 30 years, and I've had people that have waited and waited and waited. I had one lady, she had a coupon we did years ago. And it was 10 years expired. And she said, I need you to come and do this. And I was like, I'll honor that coupon. So anyways, that was a long time ago. But so if you need us, you know, just have that resource in your back pocket. The newsletter is, you know, I like the printed one because it, you know, it gives you a little bit of bathroom reading material. You're only in there a few minutes, and that's all it takes to
talks
get
about
through
the services
too.
Offered. It gives you some famous quotes and a bunch of other
the
funny stuff.
Bone, you know, I get more comments about the funny bone in the newsletter, which are basically their dad jokes. So, you know, anyways, I'm happy to help with any questions, concerns, or, you know, what you got going on with indoor air quality, duct cleaning, that sort of thing. If somebody else tells you something crazy, you need a second opinion, 850-934-2768, gulfcoastaircare.com. And you can ask for Todd. I'll try and help you. You can go from there.
Perfect. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.